Hi, guys. Welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute. I am Jason Romano. Today, we're going to go back to January 25th, 2021, in a conversation with former NFL running back Warrick Dunn. He played 12 years in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Atlanta Falcons. He was a first-round selection in the 1997 NFL Draft by Tampa after a stellar college career with the Seminoles at Florida State, where he won a national championship and was a three-time All-ACC selection. His number 28 jersey was retired by Florida State. Warrick is doing amazing things with his Homes for the Holidays program as well through Warrick Dunn Charities. It's helped furnish over 200 homes and provided more than $1 million in down payment assistance and served more than 250 families. Today we look back to January of 2021 and this little portion of that conversation here on the Sports Spectrum Minute specifically talks about two influential coaches in Warrick Dunn's life, two men of strong faith, Bobby Bowden and Tony Dungy. This is Warrick Dunn from January 2021 talking about Coach Bowden and Coach Dungy here on the Sports Spectrum Minute.
Well, I think Coach Bowden and I would say Charlie as well, Coach Bowden was in my life at the perfect time. I think God led me on that path. You know, how I got to Florida State, you know, everyone recruited me to play defensive back. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to play running back, and Coach Bowden made a deal with me. And, you know, to me, that, and looking back on it, you know, the Lord played a part in that and gave me an opportunity to really go to Coach Bowden's office. I think I went to his office probably every week almost just to talk to him about life, things that were going on, asking him parent questions, and he would give me ideas. But then I also had a really great roommate with Charlie Ward. So, I had a really good roommate with Charlie Ward, who was also a great leader for me as well. So, you know, having those two individuals to really be there in my time of need, to guide me, to give me advice, and just to be a resource that I can rely on. I mean, for me, that was strong. And they kept me on a path that where I can understand things, process things, but also, you know, make sound decisions and not just decisions about the family that were, you know, I'm taking a chance. You know, these were, you know, calculated conversations that I would have. And with Coach Bowden, it would be like, what did you do in this situation with your kids, this or that? And, you know, he would give me examples, and I would take those examples and I would apply them in some aspect to my brothers and sisters, you know, and how I would parent them. So he was someone that I relied on and trusted a lot.
And then you get to the NFL and you are around another amazing coach, an amazing man of faith in Tony Dungy. Tell me about Coach Dungy's impact on your life, especially early on in your pro career.
Well, Coach Dungy, like I said, for some reason, the Lord put great men in my life who were great mentors, leaders, who led by example. And Coach Dungy was that. And for me, never hearing Coach Dungy yell, scream. It was just one of those things. He led by example, and, you know, he held us to the highest standard, and he didn't treat us like babies, but he also challenged us to be more than just football players. And when you look back on at the Buccaneers team, you have a lot of guys who've done a lot of things in the community from that team, because that's the type of man Coach Dungy was. He challenged his players to care about their community, to give back, to be involved, not just be football players. And for his challenge, my rookie year with all of the rookies, to get involved in your community, figure out what you want to do. If you're going to live here, be a part of this team, figure out what you want to do in the community. And I just really, at that time, he challenged me. I took that challenge personal. And I thought about my mom and her dream of homeownership. And, you know, now we're 23 years later of Homes for the Holidays program and impacting the families. And I want to say 16 states, 15 states, we've grown the program in a lot of cities. So it's been a blessing. And I give him the credit for challenging me. He's been my source. So I'm thankful that, you know, I was part of his path and he was a part of mine.
And that was Warrick Dunn from January 25th, 2021, here on Sports Spectrum's podcast. You can listen to that entire conversation. It's linked in the show notes, or you can just search any podcast, search Warrick Dunn, Sports Spectrum, and it'll come up. It was a great conversation with a guy I used to work with back in the day at ESPN. And we thank Warrick Dunn for joining us back in January of 2021 here on Sports Spectrum. A reminder, you can find all of our content at sportsspectrum.com. Go check that out each and every day for updated content, devotionals, articles, podcasts, great stories. Check out sportsspectrum.com each and every day. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with a brand new episode of the Sports Spectrum podcast. Have a great rest of your day.